This is a beautiful gospel, a very powerful one. It's one of my favorites. There's so much in this one passage that we're hearing today, so hold on to your pews. Peter, James, and John, when they encounter Jesus, are going fishing. It's a do-over. Jesus is starting over with the apostles. When Peter, James, and John first encounter Jesus, it's at the seashore when they've been out fishing and they've caught nothing. So he's coming back to where it all first began for them so that there can be a reconciliation, a putting aside of the old, so that now with Christ risen from the dead, they can move forward and do the ministry that Jesus had called them to do from the very beginning. One other than St. John, the leadership of Jesus' new church, whom he ordained on Holy Thursday night at the Last Supper, it's broken. Other than John, every one of them either denied our Lord, betrayed our Lord, or ran away from our Lord. And Jesus is trying to bring them back to that faithfulness that they once had when they first started to follow them. On Easter Sunday night, Jesus comes to the 11 and gives them the authority to forgive sins in his name. So he institutes the sacrament of reconciliation. It's here that Jesus wants to show in that great sacrament his love and mercy. And when Jesus and Peter are walking along, this is Peter's time to go to confession. It was during the night hours before the cock crowed that Peter denied our Lord three times. So in the early hours of the morning again, Jesus is asking Peter to profess his love for him so that if renewed in that love and experience that forgiveness, he can become that supreme leader of his church and lead not only the apostles, but lead all the people closer to Christ. So Jesus is asking him to renew that love three times when he had denied our Lord three times. It was out of fear and temptation and poor choices that Peter denied our Lord. But he had that love still in his heart for Christ. The thing that's different is that when Peter the rock hit rock bottom, he didn't give up. He came to Jesus. When Judas hit rock bottom, he gave up and he committed suicide. Peter knew that even as bad as he was, Jesus could do something. Judas didn't think that even Jesus could do anything for him. And so we see Peter professing his love to our Lord three times. Now, if I were to say to you, I love pizza, which I do, I love baseball, and I love you, you understand the distinction when I use the word love for any one of those things. In the Greek language, which St. John is writing in his gospel, there are different words to express love. I love you can be determined in different ways. So in the Greek, Jesus is asking Peter the first two times, Peter, do you agape me? Which means, do you love me unconditionally? Do you love me above everything else? Do you love me above everyone else? And Peter responds with, yes, Lord, I phileo you. Phileo meaning, I love you like a brother or a good and dear friend. On the third time, Jesus says, Peter, do you phileo me? Do you love me like a brother? And Peter says, yes, Lord, I phileo you. I love you like a brother. Jesus wants Peter's love to be that unconditional, outstanding love. And Peter does love our Lord, but it's not there yet. So Jesus will meet him where he is and lead him where he needs to be. Jesus loves every one of us, but he loves us enough not to leave us where we are, but to lead us where we should be, to lead us to our better self, which God always intended us to be. And when we come to the sacrament of reconciliation, recognizing, yeah, I've messed up, Lord. I have sinned. I've made poor choices. I've done things out of fear or just out of just ignorance or stupidity or just because of my own pridefulness. Jesus reconciles us and is starting us over once again, like Peter. Let's start over from this point and share and profess that love that you have for me. And let me lead you where you are now to someplace better yet to be. Peter loves and follows the Lord. And because of that love that he has there, that Christ will continue to transform, we see in our second reading today that he stands before the Sanhedrin, who he was fearful of several months before during Holy Thursday night, and he's professing Jesus, even though they told him, don't do that. He doesn't care. The good news of Jesus Christ risen from the dead cannot be contained because a human being says, don't do it. Peter says it's better to obey God than obey man. And so he's going to continue to proclaim the good news of Christ, that imperfect love was transformed into something great and would continue to do so all the way up into the year 64, when Peter would be arrested and led into the Vatican arena, where he would be crucified upside down because he felt unworthy to die like our Lord. That agape love, that unconditional love, that supreme love, Peter was able to express in his death. It's a powerful gospel, isn't it? It is, because it can be for us as well. God can use any one of us, no matter what flaws or defects or sins we've ever committed, if we allow him into our lives, if we confess our sins, if we turn to him, Jesus can use every one of us to accomplish great tasks in each of our lives and in each of our vocations. Peter, it is said, cried every day because of his denial to the Lord, but he trusted in the Lord that sin would not lead him astray, but would give him the grace and strength to do better the next. When we look at our leadership in the church right now, we may say it's broken. But it doesn't mean that what Christ left to the church in her teachings, in the scriptures, in the sacraments, are all wrong. They're not. There are some bad bishops or priests. Be mad at them. I'm mad at them. But love the Lord. Follow him. In spite of other sinfulness, be faithful. Turn to the Lord. We all need God's love and mercy in our lives. So none of us are perfect. But if we continue to turn to the Lord, seek his mercy and forgiveness, to believe that if he is truly the way, the truth, and the life, then other actions should not keep me from following the Lord, but would help me to be able to do so even better than I was ever hoping to do. And only with Christ can we live our lives better, to profess our faith and our love. Especially when we come to the sacrament of reconciliation and the Eucharist, there we find his presence, that mercy, that strength we need, so that when we face difficulties and challenges and persecutions and sinfulness, we can turn to the Lord, whose love and mercy endures forever and rescues us and leads us to where we need to be.